CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Stumbled across an interesting TV show on Netflix over the long weekend. I obviously had a lot of time on my hands, needed to fill that with something, and I came across a Netflix-created series called You, Me and Her.
Can't say I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a fairly new one. I think it was released last year. And if there are little ears listening in the car right now, probably not appropriate. We will keep it light, but it's a very interesting TV show, and I believe it's the first of its kind to ever hit Netflix and the screens.
So what happens in it?
So essentially, it's an American-Canadian television show that's based around a suburban married couple who enter into a three-person romantic relationship.
Two guys or two girls?
So a man and a woman are married.
Yep.
And a third woman enters the relationship, otherwise known as a polyamorous relationship.
Why does it always tend to go that way? Why can't it be one wife and a couple of blokes? Hey?
That's a good question. Hey? That's a very good question. Well,
think about it.
This one, it's not. So the series is set in Portland in America and, yeah, it follows this married couple who obviously they're going through problems and they're having issues within their marriage, and then the guy ends up hiring an escort, and then the woman ends up hooking up with her as well, and then they're all involved in this relationship where it becomes like, you know, not a paid-for thing.
Right, okay.
And she ends up moving in. Like, I just can't wrap my head around it. But this kind of relationship is actually happening.
Did the wife at the time know about the escort? Or
no.
Oh, so he went and did that behind her back.
And then she found out, and then she, on her own accord, ends up meeting up with her and then hooking up with her as well.
What?
It's... I can't even wrap my head around what's happening on the show.
And when they're all together, so when they're finally all together, what's the relationship like? Is it all good between?
So then there's all this stuff like where the girl who comes in later, obviously there's the married couple and she's like, you guys are obviously favouring, you know, the marriage and you need to include me and stuff. And then they all talk about who gets to sit in the front seat. It's so weird.
I'd say calm down, prostitute lady who came to this relationship a little bit late, mate.
You came to the party a little bit late.
You're lucky to be here, all right?
But I saw on the internet this morning, it was just weird and it made me kind of think about it, that there's actually dating apps for polyamory.
Really?
Yes.
In Australia?
Yes. So if you want this type of relationship where there's like more than one person, you can find people who are obviously also wanting that.
Right. So App Store and what's it called?
You're getting married soon, yes. So I will give you that offer.
Probably
air.
Best to introduce the new one early before the marriage.
Before the marriage. Because yes. They always say when introducing a third person, yes. Do it before the vows.
It's always best.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Something we love on this show is a study.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Jaunty study.
Love it.
Do love a study, even if it's right or wrong.
Doesn't matter.
We take everything as Bible.
Yep.
And a study's been done revealing the favourite simple pleasures in life that people value the most.
Okay, things that make you happy.
Yeah.
I like this stuff.
Which obviously don't cost a lot of money. You know, just the simple pleasures in life.
Well, they say money can't buy happiness, Bree, and I don't believe those people.
It's called the Happiness Index Survey, and they asked over 2,000 people to name their favourite simple pleasure. What do you think would be on the list?
2,000? That's a big study. Mm. I'm impressed by that amount of people.
It's a decent amount, yep.
You haven't stopped at 1,000, you've done 2,000. I'm going to say chocolate.
Chocolate?
Would be a simple pleasure on that list, but then again, chocolate costs money.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a walk on the beach?
A walk on the beach?
Nice little simple walk on the beach.
Nah.
Not on there.
Not on there.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Do you want to hear some of them?
Sure.
It's actually really interesting.
Is there a top, like a number one, or is
oh,
it just
no,
sort
wait.
Of...
I take that back.
Yes.
Number 20 on the list, walking barefoot in the sand.
Boom.
Is on the list.
Bring
10%
on the happiness.
That got. Sure. On here is a few weird ones, though, which I don't know if I could agree with.
The weirder the better.
Like, there's one on here that says morning bird songs.
So you wake up.
I hate it.
You wake up in the morning and the birds are a chirping.
Which usually we don't ever get to sleep in, so we would never get to experience that. Yesterday, I experienced it and I hated it.
I didn't mind it.
I was like, shut up!
Stop being so happy!
You're not even any good!
Don't you know I've got work tomorrow? Knock it off.
Go fly or something.
Yes.
So that's on the list.
Okay.
There's also relaxing in a warm bath. Oh, that is a good one.
That is delightful, isn't it?
It's just, see, it instantly makes you happy.
Yep.
What about losing weight?
That makes people happy.
Makes people happy. Yeah. It's come in at number 14.
That feels good.
The smell of mown grass.
Mowed grass, yep. Fresh cut. Fresh cut.
Freshly cut. What about finding money?
That's one of the greatest pleasures of life, isn't it?
Where you just cost you nothing. You find money in your pants or in your bag.
Well, I found $50 at the beach once, and a kid came back looking for it. Didn't tell him. So that was around Christmas time. Probably his Christmas present.
I actually did that at my old workplace too.
Did you?
Yeah. And then they were like, we're going to check the security cameras.
No,
I went back to the place where I found it, had a look. No security camera, so I kept it anyway.
Yes.
Clean sheets is coming at number 3. And then number 2, laughing with others. That is fun.
We do that every morning in here, don't we? And aren't we happy
bunch? Just having a laugh.
Hey, we have a good laugh.
Number 1 we also do in here sometimes.
What's that?
Number 1.
Number 1 on the list, the ultimate.
The ultimate.
Pleasure, yep.
Having a kiss and a cuddle.
Do we do that? Kiss for H now, just to... It's one of the great pleasures, Bree. Smack one
trust
on her cheek
me, after
right
the
there.
Long weekend, Rach, you don't want that.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Bree's won the last 3 weeks straight.
You I don't know what's happening.
Hat trick. You are on fire with this game.
What are you looking at me like that for, Producer Rach?
I'm going to see if I can try and stump you today is what I'm going to do.
Well, can you not? Because I need all the wins I can get.
Who are we playing for, Rach?
All right, Bree, you have Wendy in Baddow Bay and Gaunda, you've got Jason in Morisset.
Let's do it, Wendy.
All right.
Go, girl.
Jace, I'm due for a win, mate. I'm going to do this for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to Richmond your face today.
I've always wanted my face Richmond.
Yeah, I'm going to Richmond you.
Okay, so who's up first? I think it's me.
I was away last week, so I have no idea.
Bree's out. I'm going to go full Dustin Martin from Richmond on this thing.
Don't mention his name. He's too gorgeous to even talk about. Sorry.
He's got tats.
He's very attractive. If you are not attracted to Dustin Martin from Richmond...
Can honestly say I'm not. All right, I'm getting my head in the zone. Here we go.
Okay, 20 seconds on the clock. If it's any multiple artists, I'll take all of them.
Okay, name of the song or the artist,
yep.
As many as I can get in 20 seconds, 1 second of each. Okay.
Cool. Yep. In 3, 2.
Johnny Farnham.
Yep.
Brisbane, nowhere. Jordan Sparks.
Yep.
At the end.
Justice Group.
Yep.
Justin Bieber.
Yep.
JT.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Thank you.
Kanye.
Yep.
Am I not pretty enough? Casey Bloody Chambers, mate.
7 out of 7, Gaunty.
Come on. And I stumbled on one. I reckon I could have got 8.
That was impressive. I'm really impressed with you right now. I don't know how she's won the most.
Just calm it down.
Sorry, okay, calming down. He's gone out to get her back in now because Bree was in the silent booth, the soundproof booth. She's coming back in now. Same rules apply for you, Brianna. If there's multiple artists, I'll take any of them. 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. Are you ready?
Richmond, not Cowboys. Not Cowboys.
I stunk it up.
Are you ready? In 3, 2.
You're the voice?
Yep.
Nowhere?
Yep.
At the end of the day. Pass. Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Justin Timberlake?
Yep.
Touch the Sky?
Nope.
Kanye West?
Yep.
Casey Chambers?
Yep.
I used to bite my tongue and my breath.
That one was after the buzzer, surely.
It was on the buzzer, I think. can't hold my breath.
Three, two, one.
Is it Alanis Morissette?
No, I can't give it to you. It was Katy Perry. By 1 point.
I didn't get to that one. Oh. I didn't get to Katy Perry.
But by 1 point, Daniel Gorn.
Oh, you played a good game, Bree. You had me on the ropes.
I felt I was onto it.
Yeah.
One point.
The one that you missed, Justice Crew.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm actually happy about that.
If you had have got that last one, it would have been a tiebreaker. Yeah. 1 point. But it does mean that Jason in Morissette has scored himself the tickets this morning.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Family pass to the Australian Reptile Park. You can visit the Australian Reptile Park these school holidays for the best family fun day out. I thought you would have got Katy Perry.
I would have. Yeah. Why didn't I say, in my brain, it's Katy Perry. It's Katy Perry. Yeah. But then,
who did you say?
Alanis.
Alanis Morissette.
Mate.
No idea.
Go back and sit in the other studio.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Got a wedding to hit up this weekend in Perth, back in WA.
Oh, that's right. That's where you're going.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
So it's, you don't keep across my plans.
Can't say I put it in my calendar.
Lock it in, mate. I'm away this week.
Everyone, if you just got your calendar out, just lock that in.
Gaunzi at a wedding. Check. So it's Jamie's, one of Jamie's great friends, Em, and they used to live together in Sydney, so it's an important one. And I don't know, I'm thinking about boycotting the ceremony and just kind of going to the reception.
Why?
What do you think about that? Well, she's having in Perth. She's having the reception at her old school. Very important to her that it's at the old school in the chapel.
Okay.
Having it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Reception is 3.5 hours away.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that these days.
No one's doing that. And if you are, pull your head in.
Because usually you're saying the ceremony straight after everyone goes to the venue.
Well, it needs to be within the vicinity. Yeah.
So what's that?
Close by.
How long?
Oh, 10-minute car ride max. Not 3.5 hours.
What's a 3.5 hour car trip?
Yes, so it's in Perth.
What? I thought you meant it's 3.5 hours later.
No.
That's not a big deal.
No, it's a car trip away. So the ceremony is at 10 o'clock in the morning in Perth.
Mm-hmm.
Then the reception is in Margaret River. 3.5. What's 3.5 hours from here? Where would I have to go from the coast to get 3.5 hours?
Wollongong, Foster, Canberra.
Exactly. Can you
who's going to Canberra anyway?
Can you imagine? I wouldn't go to that reception. No way.
No way.
I'd boycott the reception.
That's dumb.
Ridiculous, isn't it? So we're going to get in the car in our suits and dresses and everything and then 3.5 hours travel to Margaret River, which is a delightful, lovely place. But just have the reception. Just have the ceremony there.
Whole thing.
So, I don't know. I'm considering boycotting the romantic part and just going for the party. Just going straight to Margaret River and living it up.
So are you staying in Margaret River?
We're staying in Margaret River that night, yes, okay. Which they've paid for.
Oh.
So.
Oh, well, shut up and just go to the ship.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You were just saying that you watched what's the Gaga thing on Netflix?
I started watching it and then I turned it off.
Was that bad?
Yeah, documentary about Lady Gaga, which I'm a real fan of Gaga. She's a, I don't know, I think she's a different kind of artist.
Yeah.
Like if you really get down to the bolts of who she is as a person, she's really kind of interesting. But the Netflix documentary, not great.
Is she involved in the documentary? You know how sometimes...
Well, it's all, they follow her around.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, I think it was last year and she gets the news of doing the Super Bowl halftime show and you see all that, but...
Must have been bad for when you really like an artist. Mm. I would sit through almost any documentary.
It was literally
that
just
bad.
Footage of her in the studio and that's it.
Oh.
I was like, okay, well, I get that. What else is there?
Feel like putting a camera in here.
Pretty much.
See what we're doing here. We are back from holidays, which is, we're not back from, we're back from a long weekend. Our producer, Rach, is back from holidays.
She is.
Had a great time with the fam, didn't you, Rach?
Yeah, I did. Me and my family went away to Nelson Bay last week.
Which
so
is
when
like,
you say you and your family, who went?
So it was the kids, which is basically my cousins. So there's six of us and we're all within I think it's 6 or 7 years of each other. So we all went up, and then my aunties joined us for one night as well.
And it's an old school family holiday, right? You go away, you get a little place to stay, and you just stay with the family not too far away from here. But there was a little video, because we kept up to date with some of your Insta stories and stuff. We just wanted to flag with you, because, you know.
You do some weird stuff on holiday, right?
Yeah.
It got a bit loose.
Yeah, there was one point there where you were down at the beach, and I want to try and get this audio from the video if you've still... Do your videos save to your phone like mine do on Instagram? You know, when you do it?
Yeah, but I can't remember if I saved this one. I don't think I did.
I love how she knows which one we're talking about.
I know which one you're talking about.
You encouraged...
But I don't think I saved.
So you're on the beach, your cousin's in the video, and you are encouraging your cousin to get nude...
To do a nudie run.
To do a nudie run at the beach.
Yep.
Nudie swim.
Yep.
It's your cousin, mate.
Do you
but
know that?
Look.
Doesn't matter.
It's just weird in the video that it's like, I think. How do you know it's Rachel's cousin? You wrote it on the video. You wrote it.
Yeah.
When your cousin does a nudie run or something, and then all you hear is Rach going, do it. Get it out. Get it out.
I said to him, you won't go for a nude swim. You won't do it. And then he goes, yeah, I will. Strips off and off he went.
So you instigated the nude swim.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
That was the 10th time on the trip she did
no,
that.
No, it wasn't.
I can honestly sit here and say, I mean, my family's pretty close, but there is no occasion I would be at the beach with my cousin where I'd go, get nude, get nude.
He tried to do
nude.
It to my cousin, Tennille, and she goes, can you get away from it?
It's a different story. She's got a hot cousin, so of course I'm going to encourage that. But I don't know. Would you encourage your cousin to get nude, Bree?
It depends who it was, I think.
You serious?
Oh, for a laugh. For a bit of a laugh.
It's your relative. It's your blood. It's your
Brianna
cousin.
Mooned her family, if we don't recall.
I did do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that was unsolicited. That's just Bree being the dirty bird that she is.
It didn't take me
much.
Yeah,
true. She does have a really good point there, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
It didn't take me much to encourage him. He was already stripping off when I said it, so.
If my cousin started to... Put your clothes back on now. There's people around.
My cousin, probably encourage it. My dad, on the other hand, dad, put some of it back away.
Oh, I'm just going to put it out there now. Don't encourage your family members to get nude.
I thought you were going to say 13, 12, 16. Have you seen your cousin nude?
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
And what did you think of the performance at the NRL Grand Final? Same love.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. If you missed it or you want to relive it, here's a piece of Macklemore doing it.
No law is going to change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Stripping away the fear. Underneath, it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
That's gone back to number one on the iTunes charts as well.
Yes, Same Love still is number one on the iTunes charts right now. And a little piece, obviously that piece of video they posted on the Nine Wide World of Sports Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it's had over 2.5 million views and so much love and support as well attached to that video, which is really cool to see.
Macklemore killed it. He killed the performance. Came out in the gold
Always
jacket.
Does.
Has a whole bunch of hits that everyone knows. No offence to Tim-O-Matic, but, you know, Tim-O-Matic a couple of years ago did it. Not quite the same as someone big like Macklemore, you know what I mean?
Huge book NRL.
I got a bit emotional watching it. I honestly did. I was
Me
at
too.
Home in my lounge room and I cranked up the volume and I honestly got emotional watching it. So there was one part of the song I would have liked to see him change where he mentions America.
She easily could have changed it to
Australia. That's what I was hoping for.
And you know what? Yeah. I reckon... Behind the scenes, he would have done that, but I reckon he got told not to.
You think?
I think so.
They were really trying to stamp out the, you know, the political side of it in sport.
And they were trying to really shut it down, but it's great to see that he stood his ground and he did it anyway. And it's one of his biggest songs. It's not like it's a random song from an album back catalogued, you know, that no one knows. It was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was a special moment from the grand final, that's
for
sure.
We'll repost that video of Macklemore from the Wide World of Sports if you want to go to the Facebook page and watch it.
Did you see from the AFL Grand Final, Jack Riewoldt from the Tigers?
Yes, I saw
full
it.
Full forward for the Tigers. Had a pretty good game, but when the Killers took the... And the Killers performed at the start of the game and at the end, which I didn't know that was going to be happening. But
unusual.
He got up and sung Mr. Brightside with the Killers. And can I just say, he lived out two of my dreams. Win an AFL Premiership and sing Mr. Brightside with the Killers on stage in one day.
You know when you have regrets the next day after you do something on stage when you get a mic and you go, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Like when I sung with Tim O'Matic at the...
Yeah. Do you think he had regrets?
Not at all.
No regrets?
Not, this is him belting it out with the Killers. I think they turned down his mic. I think they just gave him a mic that wasn't on and just let him go for it. But no regrets there. You've just won a premiership.
Yeah, true.
You've got the jumper on, you've got the medal on, and you're just doing whatever you please.
That's the only time where you can and get away with it.
Get away with it. I loved it. I was jealous watching him. Can you imagine that moment? Who's your favourite band? Who's your favourite artist of all time?
Oh, it'd be cool to do that with. Is that his favourite band of all time?
That's what he said, yeah. He said.
Of course he did, because that just happened.
He put a request in before the game and said to the media guys, the Killers are my favourite band, Sam's Town is my favourite album. If we happen to win the grand final, if there's any chance I can get up and sing Mr. Brightside with the Killers, I need to make it happen. And look what happened.
I love that he was thinking about that before playing one of the biggest games of his life.
Priorities,
Get
Bree.
Your head in the game, Jack.
Forget the game, mate. Worry about the Killers post-game up on stage. It was one of the great weekends in Australia this year, that's for sure. A double grand final weekend, nothing better.
Get up with Free and Jaunty. CFM.
It's without doubt one of the toughest parts of this job to talk about these worldwide news events as they happen.
And it's just, I think, confronting now that it's a reoccurring thing.
Yeah.
And it's very confronting in this job because obviously we need to be across all this kind of stuff all the time, and we get that it is a lot to take in, and it is the biggest news story today. So,
yep. In Vegas, the death toll has risen to 58 people, 500 injured. A 64-year-old man has opened fire at a country music festival on the Vegas Strip from his hotel room on the 32nd floor. And Melinda, who's an Aussie, who's staying in the same hotel, is about to join us on the show right now. And Melinda, just talk us through your last 12 hours.
Bit of everything, really. So I guess we started at the Mandalay. We were at a concert inside the actual Mandalay Hotel itself. And as we were leaving at the end of the concert, we were heading to a tram, and it takes you to a pedestrian crossing to get us back to our hotel shuttle bus. And just chaos. You just walk out and you don't really know at first what's happening. People are screaming, gunmen, people look like they've got blood on them. There was just stories, you know, people screaming out different stories, and we just couldn't all piece it together at that stage. But as we started slowly to make our way towards a pedestrian crossing to get to our shuttle, there's a police officer that was just yelling, everyone just get in, just run, get down and run to the MGM. And he was just yelling out, there's a shooter, and it's shooting down on the street. So I guess we just followed the crowd and just made our way into the casino as quick as we could.
What's the feeling like in that situation? Is it disbelief? Is it shock? What's going through your head at that point of time?
At first of all, it was disbelief. We were a bit like, you know, why is everyone yelling out gunmen? Like, this is, it's Vegas. This is crazy. Like, you know, it's supposed to be safe here. You know, and then you just hear all these stories. There were three gunmen, they're roaming the streets. So you're kind of like, we don't know where to get the news from because it hasn't hit you guys yet. Mm. It's not on the TV screen. Everyone was jamming up the internet. I couldn't get onto Twitter. And, like, you kind of just can't work out where to run to because the crowd is just going everywhere. And there was reports of, you know, three different hotels. We were in the vicinity. So you're like, well, which hotel do you pick? I've got kids with me. Like,
who? Yeah, I was going to ask Melinda, who were you with exactly, and who did you have to get to safety whilst obviously running for your life as well?
Yes, I've got my family. So I've got my husband with me, and I've got two children. So I've got a 17-year-old and an 11-year-old, one boy, one girl. So for me, your mum, your instinct just kicks in. I was just really worried more about the kids. Like, you know there's a gunman there somewhere, so you've got to try and pick where's the best place to go as a mum. But then you're seeing everyone coming at you with blood, and I didn't want my kids exposed to that either. Mm-hmm. So it's like, where do you hide? There's nowhere to go.
Can't even imagine what it'd be like in that situation. And what's Vegas like now, Melinda? What's happening, 12 hours later?
So I went for the drive this morning. The strip, half of the strip's closed. Everyone's really somber. So our hotel room, for instance, there's extra security. There's double security. They're checking for IDs for everyone that comes in now. People are talking about it, but just really quiet. And all the flags here, like, Americans love their flags. They're literally on every street. They're all at half mast. So the mood's just really, it's just really low, really somber, I guess. And the strip's shut. We're actually on our way to the other end of the strip to see how that's going. But I have to say, even driving now in our Uber, it's like the streets are quiet. Very quiet.
And what's your plan now, Melinda? Like, obviously you're over there on holiday with your family. What do you do now?
We talked about it this morning as a family, and I guess we're just going to keep soldiering on. It's happened. I think we're just going to keep going with our plans. We are due back in Australia anyway on Sunday, so it's only a couple more days, I guess.
And how do you explain that to, obviously, your 11-year-old? Like, obviously, you're all on this amazing family holiday overseas. Like, do you talk about that with your 11 and 17-year-old? Or how do you even try and explain that, something like that, to them?
Yeah, I know. It's hard because there's no book. No one tells you what to do in this situation. So I've asked them this morning how they're feeling, and they're both telling me that they're okay. And you know, it's hard. I don't want to keep pushing it on them, but I guess I'm just going to watch them throughout the day and see how they go, because it's really monstrous.
Well, Melinda, thanks for chatting to us this morning. Stay safe there in the States, and we appreciate the time.
No worries. Thanks heaps, guys. Thank you.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy. CFM.
There's a lot of pregnant ladies around the office at the moment.
There is.
And even people from the office, their partners are pregnant. It's something in the water here, I think. But an interesting question that I always ask is, do you want it to be a boy or a girl? And most parents will say it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
I've heard that.
A lot of people are saying that. Kids, on the other hand, if they're waiting for a baby brother or sister, don't usually have the same outlook.
Because they don't want to compete with the love of another brother if you're a boy? Or what are you saying?
I think boys want a brother and girls want a sister.
Okay.
And there's footage of a little girl over in England doing the rounds at the moment. Have you seen it?
Haven't seen.
Where the mum goes up to her and says, obviously she knows she's pregnant, and they announce to her if she's having a baby brother or a baby sister with a card. And the little girl opens the card, and if it's blue, it's obviously a baby brother, and if it's pink, it's going to be a baby sister.
What does she want?
She wants a sister.
Wants a sister, okay.
And the mum hands over the card, and she opens it up.
What does the letter say? Open it up. What colour is it?
It's blue.
What does that mean?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. I can't wait to meet you. Love from your little brother.
I'm a sister.
Anna gave you the blue sweeties.
I want a little girl.
God, the kid's not even born yet. He's got an uphill battle.
I'd hate to be there at Christmas time.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Did you see the stats that have come out today about Aussies throwing away $39 million per month in change?
It worked out to be something like $2 an adult or something, right?
Yeah, so $2 per month per adult.
Right.
Because they're saying that people just don't carry around change anymore.
No time for change.
Have you got?
Nah, I put it in the dash of my car and I use it for parking and the odd thing, but that's about
Don't
it.
Don't lie. You what? Use it for McDonald's.
Yeah, that too. Whenever I need to. A little 30-cent ice cream. Or maybe they're 50-cent now. Oh, remember the good old days.
They haven't been 30 cents in 10 years, mate.
Do you remember when they were 30?
I do remember.
Oh, they were good
times. I do remember when they were 30. So I thought, obviously the 5 cent coin is probably one of the most superfluous coins.
Get rid of it.
In the group. And I thought, say you're 30 and you've lived for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, on average, you throw away 1 5-cent coin per day.
Have you done the math on that?
I've done the math.
Oh,
so
no.
All it is, 30 times 365 equals times 0.05. How much money do you think that is?
Ooh, in the thousands.
Throwing 5 cents away every day.
$5,000. I don't know.
It's only $547.50.
Oh, and who cares?
I'm going to be throwing change at everyone.
Just down the street. Cop that, mate. It's costing me nothing getting rid of these 5 cent coins.
I'm rich.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow. And take us out on something, Bree. Words of wisdom from Bree.
Oh.
Post long weekend to live your life by on a Tuesday. Bree, take it away.
You know when you say, I'm never drinking alcohol again?
Yeah.
Don't lie to yourself. Be honest.
Yep.
It's a part of your life and you own that hangover.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Have a great Tuesday, guys.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy. CFM.